I just had the story about the family from El Dorado Hills, Monica, her husband Kevin. They have two children. Their daughter Kayla, 6, has nonverbal autism. She loves playing outside. She's not anybody who, sometimes autistic kids, at least my experience and the people I know, they go through stages of what they're really into and then it changes. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about being a parent, man. Just when you think you got them figured out, hit another gear. So she loves to play outside. And she, since she's nonverbal, she shrieks sometimes and makes happy noises. And an anonymous letter was brought to their, or dropped off at their house, which basically said, please stop that because it bothers us and we need our tranquility and peace and we're working from home and your daughter's noises are making too much noise in the neighborhood, anonymously dropped off. Before we get to the calls of support, Monica, we've got a few here. I want to tell you a couple of quick stories about my son, Dimitri. One time, when he was about Kayla's age, we were at a restaurant, very casual restaurant, think taqueria, and he was making noises, as he did. And a couple before they left, the guy leaned in as they were leaving to our table, leaned in and said, thanks for sharing your kid. And I was like, oh, you're welcome. And then it took, you know, because I'm so idiotic that way. Mm-hmm. About 10 seconds later, it was like, oh, I don't think he meant that.
Yeah.
And then another time I was picking him up from school and sometimes Dimitri would walk ahead of me. He was about 7 years old and I saw a kid trip him on purpose. And I went up to that kid and I wanted to smack him. I wanted to break him in half. But instead I said, hey, let me introduce you to my son. What's your name? My name's Michael. Okay, Michael, this is Dimitri. Dimitri has autism. He can't really fend for himself. And what I'd like you to do is just look out for him, if you could, at recess or if you see him in between classes or what. You know, could you please look out for him? And I'm going to be checking with you to make sure that things are okay. Is that all right? And the kid looked at me like, uh-huh, okay.
That must have taken every ounce of restraint in your body. For my real. God.
He was 8 at the time. He's 21 now. Right, I still want to hit that kid. But here, Monica, I want you to hear this. And anybody who is a parent of a special needs child, or maybe somebody has made a statement to you like that, or in the case of Monica and her family, had an anonymous letter dropped off, listen to this. Go ahead.
I'm not a parent, but that story almost brought me to tears because I feel like there's no better noise than the joy and laughter of a child.
Bingo.
So I just want to say to Monica and anybody who's a parent, whether it's with a child with special needs or not, let those children play outside. Let them laugh and enjoy their life because they deserve it.
What is wrong with people? They just don't understand special needs children. I'm really bothered that a neighbor wrote that to her.
I have 4 children. We're blended. 3 of them have autism. And the youngest one has her moments where she's happy-go-lucky, and the next moment she's not, and she's melting down. But if you're not a parent with autism, don't sit there and make that family feel like their child is not worth it.
So I want to play for you now. We want to play for you just a clip from a song from a band that we know, and maybe you've heard of them, Sawyer Brown. I think this is their last song that really charted.
This was really the last release they had. They were huge in the 90s. I'm sure most people have heard of Sawyer Brown. This song was just so, so good.
And so for anybody who's been in that situation, or even maybe you're thinking about it now, this will take about 30 seconds. Listen to the first verse of They Don't Understand.
A mother riding on a city bus. Kids are yelling, kicking up a fuss. Everybody's staring, not knowing what she's going through. Somebody said, don't you even care? Do you let them do that everywhere? She slowly turned around, looked up and stared. She said, please forgive them, but they've been up all night. Their father struggled, but he finally lost his fight. He went to heaven in the middle of the night. So please forgive my children.
They don't understand.
Everybody's busy with their own situation. Everybody's lost in their own little world. Bottled up, hurried up, trying to make a dream come true.
They don't understand.
Everybody's living like there ain't no tomorrow. Maybe we should stop and take a little time. Cause you never really know what your neighbor's going through.
They don't understand.
Man, if there is a song that was ever created to speak exactly and perfectly to this situation, that's it right there. The whole song is outstanding. If you'd like to go take a listen, take a look at the video as well. It's Locked and Loaded on our Facebook page at KNCI, Pat, Tom, and Cody.
And meanwhile, Monica and your family know that not just us, Pat, Tom, and Cody, but there are a whole bunch of people that have your backs.